This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Covers Major League Baseball for USA Today. It's Gabe Lax. Gabe, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Can't complain at all. There was not really controversy around here, but there were a lot of people around here hoping that maybe Jackson Holliday would be involved in that All-Star game. And it doesn't look – well, we know now that it's not going to happen. The consensus with Vinny and I this morning seems to be that he's not quite ready to be an All-Star yet, but there's still disappointed people around here.
No, the disappointment is real, and it's – I don't think ready is the question. I think his closing argument maybe came a little too late. Mm-hmm. Finished so strongly with a four-hit game yesterday. But you never know. You never know what might be behind the cards and the player voting and then the injuries and whatnot that may happen. What the Orioles have seen from him in this first half, you can absolutely absolutely just rally around and be happy with and know that there are going to be All-Star games for Jackson Holliday. And the step that forward that he's taken this year is really significant and certainly bodes well for him becoming a franchise cornerstone.
Hey, Gabe, if you're Mike Elias, what are your plans as we sit here right now with the trade deadline coming?
It's very tricky spot to be in for sure. They're not, out of it. They're playing better. I think if you look at it from what have the lads done standpoint, they've certainly earned the right to be held together just with the way they've been playing and the way that guys have performed and how they've looked when they've been fully healthy. We talked so much about, Jordan Westberg being out and now Adley Rutschman being out, Gunnar missing the start of the season. Colton Kowser has kind of made them look like a different team, just such an energetic, skilled guy. And, right now you're 7.5 games out of a wild card berth. The trade deadline isn't today. And, we're looking at another three more weeks until that point. If they're still in that same spot then and they still have more than half a dozen teams to vault to get into the playoffs, maybe you sell off some pieces. But I think that, they certainly have earned the right to, if they shave a couple games off of that, to be held together and maybe try to make some neutral trades, not necessarily clean house.
Right. We have seen this season up close here in Baltimore. You're looking at it in more of a macro way. In a macro way, how do you explain the way they played in the first half? All of us here are baffled.
Yeah, it's baffling and it isn't. You look at I think Charlie Morton really threw a lot of people for a loop just with how poorly he got out of the gate. I've known Charlie a long time, watched him pitched a long time, and it was baffling to me. And I was kind of trying to stress to some folks, like, hey, don't don't ever throw dirt on this guy. You know, this we haven't seen the end of him or the best of him probably. And that's, you know, that's kind of taken to be true. Now you dovetail his bad start with Dean Kramer's typically slow start, along with all the other injuries to starting pitchers, with Grayson Rodriguez being on the shelf. You know, starting pitching always has to be the backbone. And, you know, you take away the continuity when, you know, when Couser is out and the depth is kind of threatened. The funny thing is they did find some money under the cushions with the great, you know, half season that Ramon Laureano has had, yeah. You know, guys like that stepping to the fore. So it's looking back, it's not entirely befuddling. The one thing that the period that I really like just kind of can't wrap my head around was when it really went south at the end of the Brandon Hyde era, when he'd, you know, throw Yadier Cano in there in the eighth inning of a two-run game, and it was the right move and the proper move, and then suddenly Cody Clemens is hitting a three-run go-ahead homer. You know, it's like, okay, why are things going so haywire? So, but, you know, I think, you know, 70% of it is probably health, and then 30% of it is probably guys finding their level. So it's now they've settled and stabilized just a little bit.
Hey, Gabe, what's your, like, we have a lot of mixed opinions, you know, on Basayo. Should they bring him up? Should they not bring him up? You know, with six catchers being on the IL, you know, they're on their sixth catcher. What's your opinion of bringing him up, not bringing him up, bringing him up in September? What's your thoughts?
Well, I don't think you can knock the club's stance on this, which is we don't want to rush him, you know, due to emergency. And, you know, for as many, you know, Maverick Handleys and Chadwick Tromps that get hurt and get banged up, and the Alex Jacksons that you have to plug and play, and, you know, the various maladies of, Gary Sanchez, you know, that can't force your hand with a guy like that. We're talking about a guy who's only played 78 games at AAA,
right.
And I spent some time this weekend with Roman Anthony, the great Boston Red Sox prospect, who's turning it around, but he was something like two for his first 38 in the big leagues, and this is the number one prospect in all of baseball who'd spent about a year at AAA. The adjustment is just so big, and so I would definitely be of the mind to, you know, let's give him a run in September, you know, whether the team is in it or not. You know, he'll have had a longer base at AAA. Maybe you find out what he can give you now, and maybe you find out, you know, what he can provide you in 2026, and kind of frame your, you know, your roster building around that with regard to, you know, the catching spot and DH and things of that nature. So I think they're handling it right. I do understand the aggravation.
Oh, yeah.
Every single backup catcher gets hurt and there's no Basayo up there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We watched over the weekend the faltering Yankees give up first place to Toronto. We see Toronto a lot every year here in Baltimore. Toronto spends money. They've always got a pretty nice roster, but they haven't been able to get over the hump. My question for you, Gabe, was this inevitable? Was Toronto finally going to get over the hump one way or the other?
Oh, man, maddening franchise, simply because they, you know, in the early part of this decade, managed to always land between 88 and 91 wins. And maybe that was good enough for the playoffs, maybe it wasn't. Couple of really ugly first round exits, at the hands of Minnesota, at the hands of Seattle. The thing I find interesting, they have stuck with their manager, John Schneider.
Yeah.
Here's a guy who doesn't have that, Joe Madden-esque, name recognition or whatever. You know, he's a guy that they just kind of said, okay, you're the guy after we wanted to fire Charlie Montoyo. They've stayed the course with him. So many things are nonlinear in this game. And for this example, I'm going to talk about George Springer. That was a bad contract. Well, he had two good years. He had two bad years. It's never going to be perfect when you give a guy a $150 million contract. But now he's at least very viable. Yeah, a guy with an 886 OPS, 16 homers, 10 steals. Not peak George Springer, but good enough George Springer. Vlad is mashing. Bo Bichette is healthy. So all the things that we thought were good about this team, mixed in with an absolutely outstanding bullpen with, Jeff Hoffman having a great year. All these things are kind of coming to fruition. So it's an interesting lesson in staying the course to a large degree and not panicking and blowing this thing up. When a year ago people were saying, you got to trade Vladdy, you got to trade Bo. Well, probably a good thing they didn't.
Hey, Gabe, an interesting one that I want to ask you about is, the Cubs and Milwaukee. And Craig Counsell was a player at Notre Dame when I was coaching football there. And Murph was our baseball coach there. So I cheer for both. Does Murph have a chance to catch Counsell?
Oh, man, Murph's a classic, is he not?
He's the best.
I think they do. If the Cubs do not pick up another starting pitcher, they've already sent Ben Brown to the minor leagues. They're just getting Shota Imanaga back. But there are some holes in the rotation behind the all-star Matthew Boyd, that they kind of need to shore up. And an upset in the NCAA tournament, the Brewers are just kind of hanging around, as they say. And, Murph has shown and the organization has shown they have the chops to stay in this, I don't want to say perennial playoff team, but more often than not these last few years, despite their various limitations. So I think the Cubs have too much firepower and too much offensive rhythm. That's an incredible lineup. But if they lose another pitcher to injury, say, or they don't add to the starting rotation, there's a little bit of vulnerability there, and that should be a really fun race.
Interesting comments. Gabe Locke, we appreciate your time, as always, sir.
Good
days ahead.
Thanks, Gabe.
You got it, man. Let's look forward to that trade deadline.
Yeah. It's going to be busy around here, that's for sure. 410-583-1057. Coming up, Vinny and Haney Show continues. It's the dreaded Funhouse. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.